latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines, and the reigning Premier League champions will face a daunting start to the 2018-19 campaign as they face an away fixture against Arsenal on the opening day in what will be Gunners boss Unai Emery's first Premier League match in charge. However, after that, City don't face another top six side until going to Liverpool at the start of October. The first Manchester derby of the season will see City host United on November the 10th, with the reverse fixture at Old Trafford scheduled to take place on March 16th. City's final game of the season will be away at Brighton on May the 12th. Elsewhere, and it is being reported that City will be willing to let goalkeeper Joe Hart leave on a permanent basis this summer, with French club Nice emerging as a potential destination. Hart has been loaned out to both Torino and West Ham over recent seasons, and he does not feature in Pep Guardiola's long-term plans at the Etihad Stadium. However, Nice are interested in signing the England international, with Hart's former City teammate Patrick Vieira now the man in charge at the Allianz Riviera. Elsewhere, and following recent reports that Manchester City and Raheem Sterling are poles apart in their negotiations over a new contract for the England winger, it has now been revealed that Sterling's representative, AD Ward, is asking for similar wages to Kevin De Bruyne's £280,000 per week at the Etihad Stadium. Two meetings prior to the World Cup reportedly stalled, and Ward knows his client will be in an even stronger bargaining position if he performs well on the global stage this month. Sterling has 2 years remaining on his present agreement with City, and the Premier League champions are keen to tie him down to a new 5-year contract, and they will substantially increase his current £160,000 per week wages. It remains to be seen if the two parties can reach an agreement. That's all for now. We'll have more later.